Good morning, honorable members. I think that our business is going to be very concise today, and I'm sure you know that I'm leaving today. I'm going to Sri Lanka to this climate conference. So I also need some time. I haven't finalized my packing. I'm leaving at 6, which means I should be at the airport by 4 o'clock. So I will attend the caucus, but immediately after the caucus, I will have to leave. right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Honor to you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. Just to humbly request that I hope we're not going to be long. It's like 12 o'clock we are done.
That's why that is why I'm appealing to you that we must try and wind up this thing as fast as possible so that we allow ourselves to attend to a lot of private business. We've got a lot of other businesses today. But of course, the onus is on you. If you don't ask too many questions, then we'll be able to finish quicker. Before us here, we have considering some reports and minutes and all that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Yeah, the program also for next time. Just a nice way. Generally it's it's committee minutes and the program.
On item one, committee minutes, having read them, I think they're very good, and I propose adoption.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. So we do form a quorum?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Any seconder of Honorable Smith? Do you have the seconder? You have got too many seconders. There is another one behind you. So therefore, we are done with item one. The minutes are approved. If they have been checked by Honorable Smith, then I'm sure they are okay. Right. And the second one is considering of the problem. Let Shanas give us a short brief quickly.
The program, as we have agreed in one of the meetings, is that we will work out our strategic focus for the committee in the new year, focus on a longer term program. So what I did was to just in the interim put together something that will take us up to the end of the first term, which is in March. So bearing in mind that the constituency period is from the 14th to the 25th of January, and then we have a committee period 28th January to 8th February. But in that second week of February, 4th to 8th February, there's still members training 5 to 7, so we can't use that. So which leaves us with the only time for committees, the 29th, 30th and 31st. So we might use 2 days there to do our little workshop and planning for the remainder of the second, third and fourth term out. Then the following week, I thought it would be...
Excuse me.
Yep, check.
Do you remember telling what is scheduled?
So I just left it open in terms of the program. I think that comes from the office of the house chairperson, and that's on a political level.
Okay.
Then I put in on the 20th of February, I thought it would be appropriate to have the DST brief up on the third quarter expenditure report. That means the expenditure up until December, then, because the other one would only finish in March. Like an update.
Right.
Then we've got the slot for the 27th of February. There had been that request from Microsoft SA, which I thought we said we will deal with it early in the year. So I thought 27th February would be an opportune time for that. Then our next slot is the 6th of March. is what has been coming out throughout the interaction with the departments at the annual report on the increase on R&D expenditure, status updates with regard to that. Then the following week, the 13th of March, I put an update of the Caprice clinical trials. I think that was also been noted. That came across in the minutes twice or three times, so I thought that should be appropriate. And then on the 20th of March, briefing on the status and content of the National Space Program, I made that broad in light of, I think it was Clopas Lourens, and there have been other people who have raised issues around, you know, the Sunspace and the ARSC, but I did it broader instead of having a brief on Sunspace or ARSC, so it's a travel space program.
Did you chat, because if I remember, the AESA problem, they said they were going to bring it back to us in March. You remember? Did you think about that?
I did not want to make provision. I think our program is always subject to change, and should that come to Parliament, that receives priority. Any tabled matter or referred matter would then receive priority, and then we would have to shift the program. But for now, because there's nothing formal, And then I just left. I was very worried the 27th of October, I'm sure, because the 21st is the holiday, then people move off already, and the last week they always make committees or people would be gone. But I did use the 27th for adoption of the hour minutes for the first term and report, whatever reports there are. So
when is that?
The 27th of March. Yeah, they say the program ends the 28th of March, but you know, because of that holiday, there's a tendency to leave by the 20th, because the 21st is Human Rights Day, and then you don't see the people afterwards. But yeah, we've got it there. We covered. It should be.
Yeah, we will revise the program as and when the situation arises. Okay, there's a program. If there's anything for input, call Honorable Smith.
Chair, I'm happy to include all of these items here. I'm just thinking, though, that many of them I don't think would warrant a full three-hour session. I mean, the briefing by Microsoft, I'm sure that could be half of a meeting. The update on R&D expenditure, half a meeting. Update on Caprice, half a meeting. Can't we make two substantive items per meeting rather than one? Do we not have enough of a backlog of issues we want to address to warrant that?
But usually, and you are the leader there. Usually, it depends on what type of presentation they make. They may need a lot of interaction, and I know you will need that interaction. So let us allow time, as long as we are not pressed by anything else. You see, it's fine if they finish quicker, then we have our time also to do other things. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Any further input?
What happened to the Hanacom invitation?
We remember that we referred to the liaison officer that she was going to lie and postpone it because we were not all of us able to come. No, she hasn't yet come back to us, but we assume that she is dealing with the item. And what is good now is that this trip of Sri Lanka is now formally has been endorsed by Parliament, which means that I formally cannot be here. Whereas initially it was still an invitation from the other side, but now the Speaker has also approved it. Right, Honourable Dunja.
No, I just want to. I don't know how to use my mind, but I would be really asked to recap. So the invitation is off until further.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What you need to liaise, depending on the response from the deputy, from the minister, I forgot that it is. Until we have a response from, probably we must assign channels even today to make a follow-up. What are the, I guess since we are still here, if we are able to then have a common response. So I think Senat must just follow up today and try and liaise with me then in the chamber. I can liaise with all of you. Oh, by the way, I may not be in the chamber now. It's all right. I think Senat will liaise with us what the response is quickly, and then we can take it from there. Right. Any further input? Yes, well, an announcement. Yesterday I had a meeting with the Japanese, the embassy was here. They are saying that they have established, they want to strengthen relations between Japan and South Africa, particularly with DST. So they said last week they had a very long meeting with DST where they agreed on many issues. So they would like the committee to visit Japan. There is a, unfortunately, I thought that I would pass that at the office if it was not for this accident. They gave me some electronic thing. There will be a show, an electronic show during this time when I will be going to this conference in Shillong. I think they said people who are able to attend should attend. It's a robotic show. They have very advanced robotics. They are cloning. They have actually one of interesting one there where one robotic has been cloned to be exactly the same as the designer, and is doing exactly what the designer wants, as if it's living. In fact, when you watch them, they look the same. You don't see, and you don't even see that it's a robotic. It looks normal as a human being. But they look the same. They look like twins. But they said it's a robot. So I think it would be interesting for the committee to attend that function. I'll give it to Shanaz or researcher to, or content specialist to circulate to you so that anybody who's interested, you can attend. I think it is during this time. I can't remember the time, but it's during the time when I will be I think 16 or 17.
Where?
No, I think in Cape Town. So I'll circulate the thing. It's in the office. But they are very much interested in working with us from now onwards. I told them that last year we nearly went, and this year we nearly went to Korea. They said that we should have then included them. I said we had included you actually. But unfortunately the Koreans, they were having elections, so we canceled it even. We could not then justify going to you because you had not then established proper relations with South Africa.
On the issue of announcements, it was just very interesting. I happened to read the paper the other day. I didn't follow it up. I didn't Google it, so I've got no idea of the veracity of the statement. But it said in the newspaper or the magazine that India has commissioned 2 thorium reactors. So it'd be very interesting to follow that up.
Anyway, in terms of nuclear engineering and reactor physics, there's nothing new. There's nothing new except that it's good for us to know that this happened. Thorium is what we call fertile materials, which can be enriched and become a fissile material. It from thorium-232, you enrich it and it becomes uranium-233, and then it becomes fissile, and it can be used as a nuclear fuel. So that is all that they have done, you see. And so the PBMR, they were trying to say that they are now going to use the thorium reactor to improve the technology of PBMR, but I told them in the last summit in May, I said, no, there's nothing new there. We know that thorium can be enriched into a fissile material to uranium-233. But all that is important is that it's useful because thorium is very abundant, especially in South Africa. So for it to be used, I once raised this matter, in fact, in the committee. Remember when we were addressed by a person of energy in science and tech from DSC who was dealing with, I think, Lam Simang, I said, what do you do with thorium, which is so abundant here in South Africa, in the energy bill program, especially nuclear? Why are we not using thorium to achieve its purpose? Because we have an abundance of this stock, you see. But he was not very familiar with those processes, unfortunately. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it gives a lot of work, of job in terms of mining, because the so-called out-of-fuel management is mining of thorium. And it will give a lot of jobs to many people. Yeah, I think they should explore that. But unfortunately, I do not know the people who are planning the energy bill program, because I'm no longer going to be part of them, so I do not know what they think about that. Right. Honorable, do you wanted to say something? Right. I think so far so good. That's it. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Unfortunately, honorable member, but you are lucky to come to a meeting that ends up so good.
Chair, my apologies. I had to attend the other meeting because it's part of the issue that I drove when I was at higher education, but thank you for accepting my presence. Thank you.
That's very good. Now, members felt that we must be efficient and not waste time.